This is going to be the guide for the interplanar ice plane. The interplanar plane of ice is located on the island of Arceus through a portal in Redfern's Tower. I strongly recommend level 30 for this area, or groups of anywhere 28 up. I strongly recommend bringing cold saves, and also breath saves if you intend on killing the ice dragon. Otherwise, breath save is just superfluous. Bringing some kind of fire damage spell is not even so much recommended as it is absolutely necessary. For those of you who are hitters, I recommend bringing a no-norm or fiery weapon, and Burning Hands or some other fire tree spell that you can cast. I have found that Burning Hands tends to take out most of the mobs in one or two casts, and is the most mana efficient. The northern tunnels of the area are the place where you're going to want to go first. They are where the Yeti and the Ice Dragon reside. They're also very dangerous for unexperienced characters or groups, so you're going to want to be careful and explore them one room at a time. They are host to a large number of wandering mobs, most of which are aggressive. Every mob in here is susceptible to fire damage, however. A good number of these mobs have good enough armor class that hitting them with a fire damage type weapon is insufficient to kill them before they kill you. So those of you who are hitters, you're going to be wanting to cast Burning Hands. Lesser ice elementals are the most notable for having excellent armor class, but being very weak to fire. If you try to hit them, they're probably going to kill you first. They cast Chill Touch and Ice Bolt at a pretty low level, so they're not super dangerous, but you're also never going to hit them. It's worth thinking about picking up an Icy Breastplate from the Ice Paladin mentioned in my Fireplane guide, so that you can remove Chill Touch at will, because you'll need the strength to wield your weapons for if you find a Greater Ice Elemental. Greater Ice Elementals are the only notable wandering mob in these tunnels who doesn't have great armor class. They don't hit very hard either, but they do cast Ice Bolt and Cone of Cold. A no-norm or fire-type weapon should suffice for them, if you don't have higher-end fire spells to just cast on them. In the eastern portion of these tunnels, you'll find the first monster of substantial difficulty. As well as being a deed, the Ice Dragon is also death-loading a few pieces of equipment that are worth checking out. He spawns asleep, and attacking him will wake him up. Once he is awake, he wanders the room that he's in, as well as the room directly south of him. The room that's one west of that southern room is safe from him, but still vulnerable to the other various wandering monsters in the area. Once he is awake and attacking you, he hits pretty hard if you have negative 200 or so AC, and he breathes ice. Wearing a moderate amount of ice and breath save should protect the tank and group members from his ice breath, though. I find that wearing 50% of each is more than enough to allow me to not even notice the damage caused by his breath weapon. Which, that 50% is pretty easy to achieve considering the 30 or so percent you get by casting fire shield. Another thing to take notice of when fighting the Ice Dragon is that when he hits quite a few wounds, he will begin casting Cure Critical on himself at a pretty reasonably fast rate. He even casts this when he's in combat, so it's hard to get him below quite a few wounds. The tactic I use for the Ice Dragon myself is to hit him with a poisoned weapon until he runs out of mana and therefore dies. Once he runs out of mana, he'll stop casting Cure Critical wounds on himself, and from there, it's a short trip. Another tactic I've used on him successfully before is the Frost Flea tactic mentioned in Denton's Advanced Strategies Guide. This works well, but as you'll probably be in cast level, you won't have great armor class, and as I mentioned before, he is an excellent hitter, so be careful. Another strategy that works out well for casters is to Fire Field or Fire Web him. Again, be careful, you won't have great armor class. One last tactic I've used on him myself, and I mention it last because it wasn't super effective, is to cone him to death. He's large in size and takes decent damage from cone, despite the fact that he's an ice dragon. With all of these tactics, regardless of what you use, it's probably easiest to just wait for him to run out of mana and die than it is to try to kill him faster than he can heal himself. Keeping him noxed, poisoned, or chill touched will cause him to regenerate less mana, and therefore run out of mana faster. So if you're casting him, try to use these spells. As long as you persevere and don't let his continual small wound status affect your morale, you should triumph pretty easily over the Ice Dragon. Before you leave the ice tunnels, in the western part of the tunnels is a lair you can search and find. There's a Yeti in here that you're going to want to kill if you want to fight Jezreel later on. He's also worth killing for his save cold items for hands and feet, the Yeti paws and claws. Now that you're done with the tunnels, you'll want to leave them and explore the rest of the area. Along the wall, the north wall, as you travel west away from the tunnels, is a cave with a bear in it. He spawns asleep, and once he is awake, he could also be found wandering around the area somewhere. He's not super hard to kill, but he does hit decent, and it is worth noting that he is fame. On the far western edge of this area is a down exit down into a cave. There's a frost giant somewhere down here who's worth killing for experience. He might be fame, but he's not very hard to kill. Also down here in the northwestern corner is the door to Jezreel's chamber. You need the key you get from the Yeti earlier on to get in here. Jezreel isn't always in his chamber as he spawns 24 hours after each reboot. If he is in there, you've got a fight on your hands because he's pretty strong. He casts Cone of Cold, Ice Bolt, and Chill Touch at pretty decent levels, and he will also cure critical himself at a decent rate when he hits quite a few wounds, just like the Ice Dragon. Also similar to the Ice Dragon, I recommend using anti-regeneration skills and spells like Poison, Nox, and Chill Touch to make him run out of mana faster. Putting on spell save and armor class equipment or just plain magic resist is a pretty efficient way to get him to burn up his mana because he'll be trying to cast spells on you and they won't damage you. He loves a few decent items, including the Tome of Cone of Cold. Once you're done with him, you've wrapped up the area. It's definitely a fun area to explore as long as you remember there's a good chance you might die in here. Remember to be careful with those tunnels as you could get ambushed pretty easily by a bunch of elementals. Once again, I recommend around level 30 for this area, or 28 plus, maybe with a group. Have a wonderful time in the Ice Realm.